Center Stage, the State Theatre of Maryland, has been involved in a $28 million renovation, and they're going to be having a couple of celebratory openings. One will be a soft opening with Les Liaisons Dangereuses, and then the grand opening in February and March. And it's such a privilege to welcome to WBJC the Artistic Director, Kwame Kwai Ama, OBE, to WBJC. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, what a joy to be here.
So I know that when you were putting together this new season, obviously you were bearing very much in mind that you would be having these openings. So tell me about your thought process as you were going to put together the season.
It was quite difficult because of the soft opening and then the big grand opening, as you described it. Invariably with a season, you want to start it off with a bang, and then you kind of work your way from there to ending with a bit of a bang. But we kind of had to have two bangs. So I really love Les Liaisons because I find it not just a piece that is about chess and sexual chemistry and energy. It's about looking at the years before the French aristocracy lost their role. And I think we're all looking at our world today and saying this is a really topsy-turvy time that we're in. And so this is a really wonderful way of kind of analyzing and looking and speaking to our time. So that was that. And then I had to think about how do I want to open the brand new theater? And our new head theater is fantastic, multi-configurations. People are much closer together, really lovely new lobby that takes you in a kind of semicircle around the theater before you enter into it. And I wanted something theatrical and bold. And so Mary Zimmerman, who is, of course, one of the theatrical gods of American theater, she created a piece called White Snake based on a Chinese fairy tale and fable. And I felt that that would be a beautiful theatrical way of opening this brand new space. So really, that was the thinking behind it.
When I spoke to the architects, Cho Ben Holbach and Associates, they said that whenever they come to a big project like this, it very often revolves around one word or a concept. And they said that the words that you used were words and conversation. I'd love you to expand on that.
Well, if you think about film, it's a director's medium. If you think about theatre, we know that it is the medium of the playwright. And the playwright's tools, of course, are the words primarily. And so really we enter into a palace of words when we enter into any theater. But also what are words? Words are just vessels for ideas. They're just catalysts for conversations. And ultimately for me, I wish our audience to leave after seeing a play, thinking about the ideas that were deeply embedded within it. That doesn't mean that everything has to be deep and discursive, but really I want our audience to be able to talk about them around the water cooler the next day. I really want them to be able to laugh about it on the ride home and in the car together. And so words and conversations are right at the root of what I think we do here in theatre.
So looking at the head theatre, which of course is the one that is seeing the most change, for that you've brought in Charcoal Blue. Did you know their work from England?
I did, very much so. I knew their work at the National Theatre. I knew their work at the Liverpool Everyman. And they are top notch. They are world beaters. And I was really pleased that we could afford them and that they would come and do this for us. And they've been brilliant. I mean, they've been with us, you know, looking at minutiae as well as big conceptual ideas. They were a brilliant choice.
So the idea of the very intimate workshop space, the 99-seat theatre, that was your inspiration, wasn't it?
I mean, I don't know how to deflect that. But when I arrived here at Center Stage, one arrives saying, we can do anything and everything. And then you quickly understand, actually, that the job of the artistic director is actually not just to provide food for thought, but it's also to balance the budget. And so there are certain plays that you simply just cannot do for economic reasons. And some of those plays I was being asked to go to New York to do. And I was a bit envious that other theatres could do work that I couldn't. And so we began to strategize about how we could do some of that work and economically be able to sustain them. And so the idea for the 99-seater came up, how to create a flexible space that actually can be an engine room for new and bold programming as well as community programming. Ultimately, by the time we get to where I would like us to be, other community groups and other theatre companies can say, can I hire or use your 99-seat space? So ultimately, it was born out of being able to investigate new, bold and family programming.
So when the audience comes in to this renovation for the first time, yes, how will their experience be different?
Well, I think they'll come in at first for Les Liaisons, and it will be a bit of a building site because we won't have completed. But I think even then they'll be able to see that it's a much more open space. But by the time they come back into the full renovation, our fourth floor is spectacular, in my humble opinion. There's a new education suite, a new costume lounge there. There is a new theatre, the new head, and the 99-seater. The head itself will have a brand new lobby. It'll have a new approach to go into the theatre. And over time, we'll be able to configure it in three or four different ways. I think more air would be the way, if I had to describe it in only a few words. It is more spacious. It is more open. But yet we've tried to retain the character of this building, of this historic building.
It's been such a pleasure to speak to the artistic director of Center Stage, Kwame Kwai Ama. And this is the very exciting beginnings for Center Stage with their new renovation. There'll be a soft opening with Les Liaisons Dangereuses by Christopher Hampton. This will be November 26th to December 23rd in the Pearlstone Theatre. And then opening the brand new Head Theatre with The White Snake. That will be February the 24th to March the 26th. That'll be the grand opening. All details on centerstage.org. Kwame, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.